We'll soon see what it means. His yod ein shechtin v'zorchin atom esheretz. V'chol she'ilo v'yochid. Any time that a yochid, if one person is tummy, the din is nitche, we say he's pushed off, he can't bring the korban Pesach today. So he brings it on Pesach Sheni. If a person was a tummy sheretz, erev Pesach, he was a tummatika person, he can't become tor. The din is he has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Then the locher is, betzibur avdei betumah. If a tzibur became tamei, they're allowed to do it. A tumah is sutra betzibur, a dechuya betzibur. If the old tzibur is tamei lemeis, they're allowed to bring the korban even though they're tamei. And the klal is like this now: v'chol milsa the isa betzibur. Anything that is done by a korban tzibur is isa biyochid. A yochid could also do this for his korban Pesach. V'chol milsa, but anything the leisa betzibur, that a korban tzibur, when the tzibur brings the korban, does not have it, is leisa biyochid. You don't have it by a yochid either. So Melo, the klal is like this. Arelis, let's say people are an oral. That means they didn't have a bris milu yet. Who are then, let's say, Rov Klai Yisrael for some reason didn't have a bris milu done to them. And it comes now Erev Pesach. So Rov with a tziba cannot bring the korban Pesach right now. The ikul tziba relim, let's say a mitzias happened, Rov with the yidin at that time, all didn't have a bris milu done to them yet. They were arelim. Ninu. The locker is Amrina Lu. We tell them right now, Kumu Muhulu Nashaychu, get up right now, Erev Pesach, and go bake a bris milah. Because the tzibur cannot bring the korban. As even if the rov with the tzibur are arelim, there's no heter. Our list is never doicha b'tzibur. Even if the whole Klai Yisrael didn't make a bris milah, nobody has a right to bring korban Pesach. We don't say like Tumah. When rov with the tzibur is tameh, then we say the tzibur is allowed to bring the korban even though they're tameh. That's only a chiddush by tumah. But let's say Rov Tziba didn't have a bris milu done to them, then nobody could bring a korban Pesach. Therefore, what do we tell them? You go ahead right now and make a bris milu, today to bring the korban Pesach. The Yavida Pitzcha and make a korban Pesach. The mail of the klal is Yochid Nami. To a single person, we say the same thing. Amrinan lei kum molu. We tell a single person, if you're an oro, you didn't have a bris milah, it's Erev Pesach right now, you can't tell me you're potter, like you have no chiv. No. Just like the old tzibur has a chiv to make a milah, a yochid, a single person also, has a chiv to make a bris milah right now, and he's called a mechuyiv in korban Pesach. Amrinan lei kum molu. V'yavet pischa. That's why it's good the second din of Reb Lezer, that an oro, that on Erev Pesach, if he doesn't bring a korban Pesach, he's chayav koros. Because he has the chiyuv to make a bris milah on himself right now. Just like if the old tzibur is tameh, we say if the old tzibur is an oro, we say everybody has to make a bris milah today and bring the korban Pesach. The yochid also has to do it. Therefore, he's called a mechuyav bedavar. V'loy moyel v'yavid, and if the person does not make the bris milah on himself, on his koros, he's called b'mezid, he did not bring a korban Pesach, and he has a chiyuv koros. Ma'ashen kein tumah. Our case is Hazor. What's Hazor? That this person is a Tomei Meis. And it's on the seventh day now is Erev Pesach. And the question is, this person called the Mechuyiv to bring a korban right now. A person that's a Tomei Meis. And the seventh day comes out on Erev Pesach. So right now that the person is still Tomei, before they sprinkle the Mechatas on this person, the Churi's Tomei, he can't bring a korban Pesach. Do we say this person has a Chiyiv to metire himself and to bring the korban Pesach? Or do we say no? Leave him alone. Right now this person is tameh, he can't bring the korban right now. What should he do? He'll wait to Pesach Sheni. What do we say about tumah? The Gemara says like this. Dikula tzibur tameyim. If the old tzibur would become tameh, if rov the tzibur is tameh, the din is loy madinan olayhu. We don't tell them they have to become tor. We don't give them a din to say we are madinan. I'm not sure. What? Madina means hazor. But we don't say we have to make hazor on them. We don't say we have to be mitired old tzibur. Ella, what do we tell them to do? Av David Tuma, faket, leave them alone. Rov tzibur at tumeya mesim. Talach rid, the rov at tzibur is tumey. They could bring the korban betuma right now. We don't tell them, first make hazor. It's even in a case that rov with tzibur touched the mace 7 days ago. Let's say 7 days ago there was a big lavaya. Everybody in the whole stock was matam with that mace. So now, Erev Pesach, 7 days later, Lechur, everybody, if they would make Hazor on them, those people would become Torah. So why don't we say everybody has to become Torah? That we say no. Because Halacha is, when the Tzibur is Betumah, there's no din to make them Torah. You let them bring the korban the way they are. So you can bring a Betumah. a tzibur has no din to make hazo on them. They have no chiv to matar themselves. So they bring the carbon the way they are. Elo, the din is avdei betumah. They bring the carbon betumah. Oy bazoi yochid nami. A yochid has the exact same halacha. Yochid nami potter. A yochid now also has no chiv to bring a carbon pesach. Heis the yochid. In our case now, that he was tomei meis, and the seventh day is erev pesach. Right now, he's not worried to bring the korban pesach. So we say, just like a tzibur does not have to be mitarei himself, who are then that's a svara yochid also does not have to be mitarei himself. So that was Rebbe Lezer's halacha. That's what Rebbe Lezer says, you have no right to make tazo now on erev pesach. Because this yochid, what is he? He's tomei. He's a tomei meis. He has no chiyuv to mitarei himself. Why? A modern, I'm not sure what the svar is, but a modern svar is, since a tzibur has no chiyuv to matar himself, who adin a yochid also has no chiyuv to matar himself. That's Rebbe Lezer's svar. So therefore, it's no kasha on oral. Before we've yes the kasha, the Brisa says, if a person is an oral and didn't make a bris mila, and it comes erev Pesach, if he doesn't make a bris mila, it's chayiv koris. So we see he has a chiyuv to make himself bring a korban Pesach. That's only an oral, because even the whole tzibur has to make a bris mila on them to bring the korban Pesach. Marshenkin, if you're only tumei, tumah, since the tzibur, when they're tumei, we don't tell them to make themselves tor. We rather let them bring the korban Pesach. But tumah, now if a yochid is tumei, an erev Pesach, we don't say he has a chiyuv to matar himself, but rather you have a ptur. Right now you're tumei, you're an honest. You can't bring the korban right now. What should you do? Wait to Pesach Sheni, bring it then. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer says, the hazor to sprinkle the mechatas on this person on Shabbos, erev Pesach, there's no heter. It's not doich Shabbos, because this person is not called mechuyiv in the korban Pesach. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. That's what Rabbi wanted to answer. So Gemara says now, Omalei Rav Huna, Vredu Rav Yeshua L'Rova. So Rav Huna, Vredu Rav Yeshua, asked Rova like this. Barei Pesach Sheni, I'll bring your raya that your tzushtel, your svar here, is not so right. Barei Pesach Sheni, the case in the Pesach Sheni, the lay sebit tziba, there's no din tziba. A tziba never has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because usually, if the tziba was tamei, the first Pesach, what do? So they bring the Pesach Rishon. So who has to bring a Pesach Sheni? Only Yechidim. In a case where most of the people were tor. So everybody brought the korban b'tor. Now if you were tamei, you're pushed off to bring the Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni never have by Tzibur. Tzibur never brings a Pesach Sheni, because they always brought the Pesach Rishon. The Yisav Yochid, and still you see a Yochid does have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you see there are cases that the Tzibur doesn't have to do it, but a Yochid does have to do it. So maybe here by Tumor also, even though when the Tzibur is Tomei, we don't say they have to be Matari themselves, but maybe a Yochid, he does have to be Matari himself. A Yochid, right, and as far as Poshit, the Tzibur doesn't have to be Matari themselves, because they could bring the Tumah, the Korban B'Tumah, so let them bring it to where they are. But a Yochid now, if you're not going to be Matari yourself, you can't bring the Korban today. So maybe you do have to be Matari yourself. Just like you see by Pesach Sheni, a Yochid brings a Pesach Sheni, not a Tzibur. Omalei answered back, Shani Yosem, there's no Raya from there by Pesach Sheni. To Ovid Le Tzibur Barishin. You know why a tzibur doesn't have a Pesach Sheni? Not because they can't do it, but because they did already Pesach Rishon. He said tzibur never is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Who's pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Only a Tomei, a Yochid. But if the tzibur, most, the majority of the people are Tomei, the Lach is they're allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. So that's why you don't have a Pesach Sheni. So I call upon him, it could be Rabbi Svar is right, that whatever's there by a tzibur, that's what a Yochid has to do. So if the rov of the tzibur are reilim, they have to make a bris mila. Yochid also has to do it. But a rov of the tzibur is tomei, they don't have to be matar themselves. Who adin a yochid does not have to be matar himself. Meisvei, yes, another kasha. Meisvei. Yochid, I would think, lo ye yonish koris, a person does not have a chiyuv koris for not bringing a korban pesach on erev pesach. Ella, I would think, who is the only one that has a chiyuv koris? Either shoyetor, v'shlohoye b'derech rechayka. Only a person that was Torah, so he has no reason why he didn't bring it. And also, he wasn't too far away. He was near the boundary of Yerushalayim. He could have come to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach to bring the korban. So such a person is mamash over the Avera, the Mezid, he has a chiyuv koris for not bringing the korban Pesach. What about an oral? Somebody does not have a bris mila. V'tomei sheret. Somebody that's the sheret today, that's why he can't come to the basement, he can't bring his korban. V'shar kolat meyim. Any other type of tumah a person has. How do I know that if that person does not bring the korban pesach, that he's not chayev a koris? Minayin, Talmud the poshik says v'ish, an extra posik, an ish that didn't bring his korban. Mashma, only special people have a chiyuv koris, but not people that are tameim. We say first. Who are the nes and oral? A person that doesn't have a bris milah. We say if he doesn't make the milah today, he's chayav koris. Who are the tamei sheretz? He should have been tabled in the mikvah today and become torah. The shakol tameim minayim that they also have a chayav koris. Tamalayim avish. So the more midikah mahadir atamei sheretz. Since we're talking about now tamei sheretz, his lechura kesava this time holds. Ain shechtin v'zorchin atamei sheretz. You should know you're not allowed to send the korban right now. Right now that you're a Tomei Sheretz, you're not allowed to send the korban Pesach. And still we're saying, you have a chiyuv koris. Why do you have a chiyuv koris? Vice versa, you should have been mitaring yourself. Because if you're going to tell me this Tana holds, Shoichten v'zorchen Tomei Sheretz, that if a person only touched the Sheretz, so the law is he has to go to the mikvah, and it becomes Torah at night. But if he is allowed to send the korban Pesach right now, send the korban, so lomali laduri alei. What do I have to have a special posse to tell me that this person has a chiyuv koris? Hainu tor, he's mamish a Torah diker person. Hey, the way he is right now, he's allowed to send the korban Pesach. Selamai, you see, this price old, the klal is that even a tamei sheretz is ein shech nebzerchno olav. You're not allowed to bring the korban Pesach the way you are right now. And still we say, this person has a chiyuv koris for not bringing the korban Pesach. Alma, what do we see from this brayson? Af agav de loichazio, even though this person right now is tummy, and the way he is right now, he's not allowed to bring the korban pesach. Still, we say chiyuv yalei. This person has a chiyuv to bring the korban pesach. What does that mean? He has a chiyuv to matar himself. He has a chiyuv to make that zor on him. He has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah. Even though right now that it's tummy, he can't bring the korban pesach. Still we say, don't look at the way you are right now. But since you have a possibility to make yourself Torah, and then you would have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, we say you have a chiyuv to matar yourself, and you have to bring the Korban Pesach. And if you don't do that, you have a chiyuv koris. Is alma afagad deloy chazya, chiyuv yalei, v'yafagad delesi b'tzibur. Even though it's tzibur in this case, if the tzibur is tomei meis, they don't have to be matar themselves. Still isi b'yochid. Still a single person, if you're a Tomei Meis and today's the seventh day, that's what it says Tomei Sheretz really is Lav Davka. Tomei Sheretz just means you're only Tomei for one day. Now when you touch a Meis, usually you're Tomei for 7 days. So the first 6 days you're not called the Tomei Sheretz, it's called the Tomei Meis. The seventh day though, right now that's Doima to a Tomei Sheretz. Because all your Tomei is just today, today's the last day. Tonight you become Torah. The chiddush is though, you have to have hazod, though, you have to sprinkle upon you the mechatis. So the shalom, this person right now, that's a tomei meis, and the seventh day, he comes down erev Pesach. Do we look at it, this person is tomei, right now he has no chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach, or else no, we say no. Since today, you could make hazod on you, you could sprinkle the mechatis on you, then you become tor, so we look as if you have a chiyuv to bring the korban Pesach, you have a chiyuv to do it, and if you don't do it, you chayev koris. Even though the tzibur doesn't have this chiyuv. You see, clearly not like Rabbi wanted to say. Rabbi wanted to say, Rabbi Lezer holds, ain't shechtin, and he holds, therefore, that you're not mechuyev bedover. Here we see clearly that you are mechuyev bedover. It's called a chiyuv. Say hello, my Rabbi. So, maybe we're back to the original Kasha then. Why did Rabbi Lezer hold? Why does Rabbi Lezer hold that hazor, you can't do on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos? Why is that different than an oral? An oral, we say you do have to make a bris milah. So why don't we say the azor also? You have to make azor to matar yourself. Why does Rabbi Lez hold? No, if a person is tamei meis and today is the seventh day, we don't let him make the azor on Shabbos. Why not? Elo amar Rava, kisava Rabbi Lezer, shoychten v'zorchna tamei sheretz, hatayev v'hu adin l'tamei meis b'shviyah shaloi. And who adin l'tamei meis? If today is the seventh day and there is Pesach, he is allowed to bring a korban Pesach. The way he is right now, even though he's a tamei meis, for today's the seventh day, we let him make a korban pesach. Or bazoi hazor lomai. What should be the purpose of making the azor? Is even without making the azor, Reb Lezold, you are allowed to make a shliach and let somebody bring the korban for you. You're allowed to let somebody bring the korban for you. Or bazoi, what should be the purpose to make the azor sprinkle the mechatas on you? Is lechura only lachila? The nafkamina is, can you eat the meat tonight? If they don't sprinkle the mechatas on you, you're still tummy. It comes tonight, you're still tummy mace. You're not allowed to eat from the korban. But to bring the korban itself, Rabbi Elazar Shifter, is you could bring a korban even though you're tummy. The only thing is you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Of a zoy, Rabbi Elazar Shifter, is achilas psochim le makfor. Rabbi Elazar Shifter, is even if you don't eat from the korban pesach, still it's not makif. Still you could be mekayim mitzvahs hakrovas korban pesach. We the halacha don't hold like this. We brought gemaras before that the ikkar of the korban pesach always is to be able to eat the meat at night. And if you can't eat the meat at night, you're not mekayim the korban pesach. Reb Lezol is not like that. He holds achilas korban pesach is not makif. The ikkar of a korban pesach is just to bring it. So Reb Lezol's shita is if a person was a tamei meis, but today is the seventh day. Since today is the seventh day, he's allowed to have a korban pesach brought for him. He can make a shliach to bring the korban for him. So b'zoy, there's no purpose in making the azor. The azor today would only make it possible for him to eat the korban at night. Eating the korban according to Reb Lezol is not deich, it's not likuva. Therefore, since you can make the mitzvah without this. This Indian is not Doicha Shabbos. An Arul is worse. So only Tom Macy is saying now. Only Tom Macy is saying. Why is the Tom Macy different? Let's see. Rashi Yelam Rabbi Sula in Shetan Mekan. Masam Shina Beza. Adekhi. 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 But he only says it. He only says it by Tommy Mace. Enechnami. By Orly wouldn't say that. I'm not sure. Omalei Zmarvaita. Omalei Ravada Varavla Rova. Im Kain Nimtza Pesach Nishchach Shloy Loichlo. Isn't it telling me now a case that the person, the Bailim, is a Tommy Mace? So comes tonight. He didn't have that Zod done to him. He can't eat his korban. So how can you shech this korban for him today? Lechura blinds like Nishchach Shloy Loichlo. We had a mission before. If you shech the korban pesach al manasa choylo that can't eat it, it's for him. The korban is posel because the posel says a korban pesach has to be eaten. Or Malay, he answered like this: shloy li oichlov. What does the mission mean that it's posel if you shech the korban only al manas that people that can't eat it? That means that that person in the metzias, the person he can't eat it. Lachoylo luzokin, a person that's sick or an older person that can't eat the meat. The lechazia. Such a person that the mitzvah, the nature of that person is, he can't eat it. That's a psul. Avalhai, this person right now, mechseh chazia, really this person is such a person that could eat the meat. He's able to eat the meat. Just tikkuni udulei mesaken, there's something stopping him from eating it. That's not a psul, ishtoi loichlev. That's what you have to answer according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the widash in the posik. Rashi, the pasuk is im kames Rashi. The tamei meisach al shvi shlo berapesach b'shab b'shoyecht in the zorkin no bafa fi shen sevel ozos nimtza pesach. But now be the firkin shokas lo lechlo apostle. I don't know. We had a pasuk ishlo for yochlof to chaysu. We had the pasuk was that the korban pesach has to be able to be eaten. So if you shech the korban pesach only for a chayla or for a sick or for older person that can't eat the meat, it's apostle. And the gemara according to Rabbi Elazar is a difference. If that person in the nature he can't eat it, so that's a psul. Mashenkin here, Lamaisa, this person is a bar achila. Just that there's something from stopping him, that's not the psul. And there's not a xeris akosiv that korban pesach has to be eaten. It's a psul that if a shas yeshech the korban pesach you have in mind only for a certain type of a person, that person, his nature is that he can't eat meat. He's too old or he's too sick. That's the terus that is psul. But if you're shechting it al manas to this person that's tamei, even though right now something's stopping him from eating it, but since the person himself could eat it, there's no psul or shleichlof. That's what you have to say according to Reb Elazar. So therefore, that's Reb Elazar shita. Hazor is not doich Shabbos because it's not likuva. You can make the korban pesach without the hazor. Mashenkin and oral, there we say no. Kozi man, you're an oral can't bring a korban pesach. Therefore, there's a yavachiyav to make the oral, to make the milah on Shabbos. Memel, if you don't do it, you chayav koros. Oral is different. Right, the klal omer Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah says the klal. That what Rabbi Kiva says, any mitzvah, that only the mitzvah itself is doicha Shabbos. But anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not doicha Shabbos. Hey, the hechsher mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Rav. Halacha Rabbi Kiva. We have other pasuk Rabbi Kiva. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos and you didn't, it's not doicha Shabbos. Tomorrow, it's not nami gavi milu. We pasuk the same halacha negeh tilchus milu on Shabbos. Ki agavnam. Klal omer Rabbi Kiva. Any type of malacha, carrying the knife, making the knife, you could have done that before Shabbos, is ain't a doichas a Shabbos. If you forgot to bring the knife to the kid, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Mashenkein milo, the actual cutting off of the milo, sheyef shel asoysim erev Shabbos, that you can't do, because that's not Yom HaShemini. We're talking about Yom HaShemini is Shabbos. You can't do that on Friday. The milo doichas a Shabbos. The Yom Rav Yudah, Amar Rav, Halacha Rebbe Kiva, we pass on Rebbe Kiva. For the Gemara, it's like Otsricha. But the Kasha, why do we have to say two times Halacha Rebbe Kiva? The Kruz is the exact same Svaris. That that Doicha Shabbos, either Korban Pesach or else Mila, it's only what has to be done on Shabbos. But so, something you could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. Why does he have to pass them twice? So the Gemara, you need both. The Yashmini and Gabbat Pesach, we only hear over here our case by Pesach. Hosam, I'll tell you, mitzvah le dochi Shabbos, mishum le nichrasu alav, sholosh esrei brises. Should be the guest in some nachshirim. Hosam du machshirim mitzvah le dochi Shabbos, only here by Pesach, I'll tell you. The reason why carrying the korban, or cutting off the growth is not dochi Shabbos, because korban Pesach doesn't have yud gimel bris instead of aron. The Torah didn't say 13 times loshem bris. Mashenkein av mila, making a mila on yom hashmini, the nichrasu alav, sholosh esrei brises. And the Torah says 13 times in the Torah about the inyan of bris mila, it says. So mela, I would think, maybe since mila is so choshev, even the heksha mitzvah carrying the knife that you could have done before Shabbos, maybe it is doicha Shabbos. That's why you have to tell me, even by mila, we pass the Rebbe Kiva. I let it just say the Mishnah mila, and I would know for sure the halacha of a korban Pesach, what you could have done before Shabbos is not doicha Shabbos. The Yashmina mila, I would think, hosimu de machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos, the lake of chorus. Because there's no chiyuv karas upon the tinnik itself. There's a shailah, there's a chiyuv karas not making a mila by a godol. But call upon the posh of the tinnik himself, there's no chiyuv karas for not doing the mila. Avo Pesach, the ikka karas say, melitcha tricham. Mashenke by korban Pesach, if you don't bring it, there's an issa karas, you see such a chometik in you bringing the korban Pesach. Maybe I would think even the heksha mitzvah you didn't do before Shabbos, you forgot to carry the animal from chutz l'tchum, maybe it should be mutter to do on Shabbos. Kamashman al mishnah, no. What's doicha Shabbos is only the korban itself, but what you could have done before Shabbos is not doicha korban Pesach. So that's the mishnah. Emosai nevi chagigam imoy. When do we say on erev Pesach you're supposed to bring with the korban Pesach a korban chagiga or shlomim also? When is that? Bizman shubo b'choil. When you bring in the korban Pesach, erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, so you're allowed to bring korban shlomim then also. B'tayra, when the person is tor over muet. Only when it's a miet, there are not enough people. You don't have enough people there, so in other words, umut means there's not enough meat to be eaten. Like Rashi says, Emosai maybe ima chagiga. The Gemara boy might tana leyel the toni chagiga. Like who's talking about korban chagiga that we start talking about when do we bring it? It should have first said there's a chiyah to bring korban chagiga. Vait imoy ima pesach bi'abosa benitzen. Hey, sometimes you bring a korban chagiga on erev Pesach. When is that? Bizman shabo b'chol b'tayrim. The Alpha gav the Pesach dochi Shabbos b'tumah. Even though if it's Shabbos, you could bring the korban Pesach, or if the tzibur is b'tumah, they could bring the korban or b'chagiga lo'dachim. But to bring a korban chagiga shlomim, that for sure is not doicha Shabbos, it's not doicha tumah. Over muet, the Rashi shoya Pesach muet le'achilas bnei chabura. They have a korban Pesach for 100 people, so everybody's going to get a small portion from the korban Pesach. Then we say there's an inyan to bring a chagiga also on erev Pesach. V'yoichlan a chagiga tchila. Because then the pshat is that comes at night, but it's seder by night, first they should eat the meat from the korban chagiga. Kedei, she'e Pesach gemas v'yosem, v'etichoshev lemachilam. That usually the korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten ala seiva. You're supposed to be filled up, and not filled up lagamrid, but you're not supposed to be hungry. When you eat something when you're hungry, it's not a choshev achila. When a person is normal, he's not hungry, and eats something, that's called a real choshev achila. So lachri is the korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten when you're ready, b'soiva, filled up. So if you don't have enough meat to fill yourself up from the korban Pesach, how are you going to be yotzei the mitzvah? Then there's an inyan b'dafka on erev Pesach to bring korbanos also, bring a korban shlomim, bring the chagigam. So when it comes Pesach by night, you'll eat first a lot of meat from the korban chagiga, and then when you're filled up, you're satisfied, not filled, when you're satisfied, then you'll eat from the korban Pesach. Then there's an inyan. So the Mishnah, over zman shabob is Shabbos, but an erev Pesach is Shabbos, or else bimruba, when you have enough meat, you don't need any more meat, you have enough, you only have 5 people on the korban Pesach. Over tum, or else the old tzibur is tumay, then ain mevin ima chagiga. You don't bring chagiga on erev Pesach. Bashenkin drew out during Pesach, there is a chiyuv to bring korban chagiga. Now, if the mitzvah chagiga on korban Pesach, chagiga is a bo minatzoin. A korban chagiga you can bring from the sheep or minabaka from cattle, minakfosim from lambs or minizim from goats, minaschor from a zochor minanakevis, vinachelis leshnayom balaylecha. Hey, so chagiga has the same shlomim on it, that it's eaten for 2 days and a night in between. So the Gemara, man tana toni chagiga. Where did the Tana talk about bringing a chagiga that it says, Amosai, when do we bring it? Who said you bring a chagiga altogether? And the Gemara, Tana is going on the Mishnah before. HaKevosar V'Yavayosar L'Dorchi Shabbos. Before we said on Erev Pesach, if you did not carry your Korban Pesach to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry it there on Shabbos. HuGetoni Nami Chagigah L'Dorchi Shabbos. So that's why our Mishnah starts talking about Chagigah Rosom. That Chagigah Rosom is not Dorchi Shabbos. V'Chikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Eimosai Mevi'an Imu Chagigah. When do you bring a Korban Chagigah on Erev Pesach with the Korban Pesach? V'Zman Shabbat B'Chol. Only when it's a weekday. And B'Tayra, the people are Torah then, over Mu'at, you don't have enough meat to eat from the Korban Pesach. Mashenkein, if it's Shabbos, then you don't bring the Chagigah. So that's why our Tana now talks about Chagigah, because the Hemshech of the Mishnah before, that on Shabbos you can't carry your animal to the Beis HaMikdash, who are then on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you don't bring the Korban Chagigah either. Omer Ravashi, Shema Mino, Chagigah Sar Ba'osor, Lav Chay V'si. That you bring a Korban Chagigah on Erev Pesach, there's no real Chiyiv. It's not a mitzvah, you have to bring it. These sagas aren't the chayvah, because if you tell me there's a chayv to bring it, taste it be Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, there should be a chayv to bring it. Like if you tell me that the Korban Pesach needs the Korban Chagigah with it, so just like Pesach is there Shabbos, why shouldn't Chagigah be there Shabbos? For taste it be Meruba, for taste it be Tumah, or be Mu'at. No matter what matzav there is, you should have a chayv to bring it. So if Gemara, so that's a raya, there's no chayv to bring it. Just if you want, you could bring it. When is that? Over Mu'at. When you have a little bit of meat, then you bring it. Over Mu'at Mi'o my time Asya, why do you bring it when you see you have 100 people on the small animal for the Korban Pesach, so everybody won't get a big portion? Then there's an inyan to bring Korban Chagigah. Why? Kiratanya. Chagigah bo ma Pesach. Ne'achela tchila. In the case when you bring your Korban Chagigah on Erev Pesach, at night you're supposed to first satisfy yourself with the meat from the Chagigah. Kidei she'e Pesach ne'achela al-seva. Kidei that we eat the Korban Pesach when we're already satisfied. That's why we eat the afikoyman, zechel korban pesach, we eat at the end of the meal. When we're already satisfied, that's when we eat the korban, the afikoyman, l'shem korban pesach. Because that's the way they ate the meat of the korban pesach. Al ha-seva, when you're already satisfied. So in such a case, when you're not going to have enough meat to satisfy yourself on the korban pesach itself, so then we say, make sure you have a korban chagigah with you also, that's the shlomim, that the bailim is allowed to eat the meat, and satisfy yourself with that meat, and then you go weiter. So the Gemara of Nechelas L'Shnei Yom, our Mishnah says that this Chagigah is like a Shlomim. The Gemara of Asnisim Loike Ben Taima. Our Mishnah does not go like Ben Taima. The Tanya Ben Taima Roima. Chagigah Abom HaPesach, he holds. On Erev Pesach, you bring a Korban Chagigah, the Shlomim, Harei Kepesach. He has the same Halach as like a Korban Pesach. What does that mean? V'en Nechelas El Yom B'Layla. You could only eat it for that day, Erev Pesach, or that night. Not more. The Chagigah Chamish Osam, Mashenka the Korban Chagigah that you bring on the Yom Tif. On the first day Pesach, al the Korban Yom Tif, that's a regular shlomim. There is moida necheles l'shnei yom v'lai lechad. You can eat it for 2 days and a night in between. Mashenke v'chagigas arim b'osa, the chagigas you bring on Erev Pesach, yoytze bo mishum simcha. You can be yoytze mishum simchas yom tif. If you eat that meat, you mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tif, v'yen yoytze bo mishum chagiga. But you're not yoytze mishum chagiga. The Korban chagiga is a choyv to bring on Pesach, and you can't bring that on Erev Pesach. The more of my time of the Bentayma, why does Bentayma say that this Chagigah you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like the Korban Pesach, you can only eat it for 1 day and 1 night? And the Gemara, Kedamasni Rav Chiya Labrei, like Rav Chiya taught his son, that Bentayma holds as a hekish. The Pesach says, V'lo yolin laboike zevach chag ha-pesach. It says, zevach, what does that mean? Zevach chag ze chagigah. And ha-pesach kamashmo. The Pesach says you can't leave over to the night, the next morning, Chag HaPesach, and it says Zevach Chag HaPesach. What's the extra lashon Zevach Chag? Chag means the Chagigah, and Pesach means the Korban Pesach. So there's a hekesh here, they both have the same halachas. Gam Rachmana, Lo Yolin. You can't leave over both of them at the same time. So just like a Korban Pesach, you only allowed to eat that night, and not the next morning, who are in the Chagigah, and Arba Osar also has a din like Korban Pesach, you could only eat it that day and that night, and not the next morning. The next morning, if you have a psul, nicer. Alright, soon the Gemara is going to bring riots that Ben Taim holds as Mamash Hekish. You have to eat the Chagigah, sleep, and you can't break the bones, and you have to eat it at night. Alright, we'll see the Gemara tomorrow, Mamash. We'll stop here.
Just so we're talking about before in the last Omid, that according to Rebbe Loza, what's the difference? How come that a Tomei Meis on Shvi Shaloi is called Chozi for Korban Pesach? Mashenkein in Oral is not called. So Tais says the Kasha I see, and Tais says in Oral, since it's such a mechusa maisa, such a big thing to fix himself to make the bris milam, therefore it's considered shaloi li oichlov, and therefore he can't bring a korban right now. Therefore he has a chiyuv to be misakin himself first to make the bris milah, and if he doesn't do that, he has a chiyuv koros. But shenkin a tamei meis, since he's not mechusa such a big maise, he's not called shloi loichlov, therefore he could bring a korban the way he is right now. All right, we'll stop here.